I spread a song so you can sing along with my special guest star
two.
You like to sing and dance, and this podcast by chance explores musicals for you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Life's But a Song, a podcast that likes to live in the land of musicals. I'm your host, John, and with me today is a bestie of the pod who hasn't been on in a while. It made me sad, but now I get to see her. It's Shady, everyone.
They call me Cha-Cha because I'm the best dancer at St. Bernadette's.
With the worst reputation.
Thank you.
How's it going?
It's going pretty okay, John. How's it going with you?
Pretty good. Yeah. You know, we're in the midst of live month, you know, and
yeah,
here we are. Grease Live. It happened in 2016. The screenplay for the live is by Robert Carey and Jonathan Tolens. Music by Jim Jacobs and Warren Casey for the most part. Lyrics by Jim Jacobs, Warren Casey, and John Farrar for the most part. Directed by Thomas Kail and Alex Rudzinetsky. I mess up his name every time, and I am so sorry. But he's the one that did the filming, so yay, go team.
Yeah.
his name pops up in a lot of these, so.
Okay. Well, it's a specialized thing. So if you've got the guy who knows how to do it, you get that guy.
And it's Fox. So Fox, yeah. I think, was just like, you're in contract for however many what we're doing. He's like, I like money. And according to IMDb, after enjoying a summer romance, high school students Danny and Sandy are unexpectedly reunited when she transfers to Rydell High. There, Sandy must contend with cynical Rizzo and the Pink Ladies in an attempt to win Danny's heart again. I don't like that summary so much.
Yeah.
I also am a little upset with this live because... Okay. It's enjoyable, I will say that at the top, but mm-hmm. I was hoping they would do the show. The show version is so different.
Yeah. I was kind of thinking the same thing. I feel like they tried really hard to split the difference between being the more ensemble piece that the original show is
mm-hmm.
Versus the 78 movie, which is the Danny and Sandy show, 100%.
But I feel like
I don't think they got it. I think they got like 75% the Danny and Sandy show and like 25% the ensemble.
Literally the same numbers I was about to say.
Amazing. We're just
connected.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if we don't see each other for a while, we go together like Rama Lama Lama Kadigidi Dingy Dong.
But yeah, I feel like it was kind of, I get why they did it. I do. But it does feel a little cowardly that it was like, well, we can't disappoint people who only know the movie.
Right. And of course, they had to incorporate the songs that were written for the movie in this.
Yeah.
But they also incorporated the songs that were not in the movie. Some of them, not all of them. Freddie Might Love being like the one big one. Because
Yeah,
it's not in the movie at all.
Those magic changes, but they do have Shanana perform that at the dance in the 78 movie.
It's background music, though. It's not a full song like it is in here.
Which is a shame because that's, spoiler alert, that's my favorite number in all of Grease is those magic changes.
Oh.
I really like that song a lot. I think there's something really nice. It's exactly what you want out of that style of like 50s pop sort of sound. And it's like when I listen to the movie soundtrack, the 78 movie soundtrack, I always like skip ahead to the Shanana songs because it's the ones that you don't get to hear in the movie that well. And that's always like my favorite song.
Well, Hand Jive. I had a whole journey with my notes on Hand Jive. Can I? So I watched this on Daily Motion because it was free, which, huzzah.
Wow,
we like
same.
Free.
We love that. Did you get the commercial breaks at really awkward moments?
All the time. All
It
the
was so
time.
great. And all of them were for the same company that I still don't know what they do. I watched their commercial minimum 40 times, and I have no clue what this company does.
That, and then it was telling me to go visit Dubai. And I was like,
Yeah.
okay, do you want to visit Dubai? Because it does look nice. But like
Yeah,
seeing
I'm
the
poor. I'm
commercial
watching
25
this.
times.
Right. Also, I'm poor. I'm watching this on Daily Motion.
Yes. Well, so I wrote down in all caps, I do not want to see Joe Jonas. This is about the dancing. And then afterwards, I wrote, fuck you,
Clapping.
Daily Motion, for cutting to commercials during this number. The
Oh,
other ones I was
yeah.
fine with. This is the one, though, that like they talk about the dance up
Yeah.
until the dance happens. And then
It's
even
building
afterwards, they
up to
still
this
talk.
moment.
The dance is the climax.
Yeah, it's I think in the stage show, this is the act one finale, right? So it is a finale.
I believe so. I
I'm trying
honestly,
to,
I'm
my
not
high
gonna.
school did Grease, and my friends were in it, so I saw it every night, but I did not want to do Grease, so I did not do the musical that year.
I've never seen Grease perform live.
I mean, it's fun. It's fun. It's way more of an ensemble piece. Like it is, and it's way goofier
So
because of that.
hand jive is actually in Act Two, it looks
Okay.
like,
Well,
as
I lied.
yeah, well, I mean, there's so many different versions of it and the revivals, and they try to incorporate more. This one,
Yeah.
like, they were definitely hitting the nostalgia buttons everywhere, but I was like, this is too much. Like, don't just remake the movie, just do your own thing.
Yeah, I don't know if you felt the same way. I was really disappointed in the dance scene that so many of the costumes were just recreations of the costumes from the movie. I liked, Marty, they did like I felt like they adapted it. They had like a similar green but not exactly the same
Yes, it was
dress.
a different
I
cut
liked
and
that.
everything.
Yeah.
And Frenchie's dress did look a little different, and her wig was definitely different,
Yeah, it
because
definitely was.
Didi Khan definitely had a bigger wig in
Oh,
that movie.
she did.
And
That also might be like logistics for like, well, if the wig starts falling off, we can't have somebody just rush up and put it back on her in a live
well,
performance.
so speak. I mean, since we're still at hand jive, I remember watching this when it happened, and then I think I watched it one more time, or I definitely have seen Hand Jive a couple of times, because
Yeah.
like it's everything. And Zach Woodley is the choreographer for this. If that name sounds familiar, he choreographed Glee. But like for his choreography for this, it was a I felt like this is what the rest of the elements should have been, where it was the hit of nostalgia that you get with the choreography, but then he twisted
Adapted it.
things and
Yeah.
made it, yeah, made it a little more different and everything.
Yeah, it's not
Because,
quite the same hand jive, but it is.
yes, where everyone gets their moment to shine, which
Yeah.
is great, but you have like the iconic
Right. Yeah.
choreography. But I was noticing during this, now I know you like Heather Donahue. Is that her, now you pronounce her name?
Yes, I love her. Kether, I think it's Kether. Donahue. She is one of the leads in a TV show called You're the Worst, and I think she's phenomenal in it. And I think it's a crime she's not a bigger star because she's so fucking talented. She's a great singer too, and I'm bummed that like she didn't get her own song in this.
Right. Well, she had
But
a
she
mo
does in the stage show. Jan gets a song. Jan and Patsy get a song, but whatever.
They could have had even the commercial moment happen again.
Brasha,
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 brasha.
brasha. Da,
Yeah.
da, 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 da. But I noticed when Danny and Cha-Cha were doing their dance portion in Hand Jive, if you put, like, look at her in the background, like Jan, she played Jan for this, everyone, by the way.
Yeah,
She
because
just.
she's a full-figured woman, so she was the quote-unquote fat one.
Yes. Unfortunately,
Yeah, that's the way of it.
she is giving stink face to them the whole time. Cause I mean, you're watching the show is pretty simple, you know, like new girl comes to school, one clique, she goes with one clique that may or may not be the popular girls. Who knows? It's a big school, but they're the important ones for this story.
Yeah.
And then it seemed like she's, I mean, for my understanding of this rendition of it seems like she, Sandy, like, got all of the Pink Ladies right off the bat, and then it was that moment where she stood up for Rizzo, that's when
Yeah,
Rizzo was
oh,
like,
against
now we're friends.
Patty Simcox.
Fuck Patty Simcox.
Yeah, she's a bitch. I hate her.
But I mean, well, there was a moment too.
It was also like the times. She was also very much going with the times.
But there was a moment too where I was just like, I want a full prequel or full like Rosencrantz and Guildenstern of this with Patty Simcox and Eugene.
Yeah. That's one
'Cause
thing I do like, that they gave them more of a through line, as silly as it was. And it was there. It had its purpose, a practical purpose too. It was there to help disguise some of like the costume changes and scene changes. It's just, oh, let's give these two random characters a little bit to do really quick while everybody else gets set for the next movement. Which is, effective. And I thought a really creative way to get around something that plagued a lot of the other earlier live musicals, is that it was just like this very like herky jerky pacing. I think this one flows really nicely, and I think them using Patty and Eugene that way helps. But also, like, I just thought it was a fun little storyline. Like, I
yeah.
liked that she kept acting like she was too good for him, but like, girl, you're wearing glasses too.
And you're kind of a nerd as well.
Yeah,
Like,
like you're a square. Come on,
yeah.
get out of here.
Oh my goodness. There's so much to talk about with this. I have 4 pages of notes on
I
it.
mean, I have to say right off the bat, there's a lot I am probably going to end up criticizing about this. And some of it, I can't help it, I don't like Grease that much, like as a
And why
musical.
did you pick it?
Because I like this production.
Got it. Okay.
I think they did, like, when you think about like what goes wrong with these live musicals, they did a phenomenal job at like preempting a lot of the stuff that could really derail it. I think like the way they use the space really, really well. Personal preference, I wish they didn't move the camera around quite so much, but like I also get from a practical standpoint why they do it.
Especially during, which one was it? You're the One That I Want. I was
Oh
like,
my
they're just
God. I
doing
was like,
figure eights
I know.
around
I was like, stationary, please. Oh my God. I'm getting
the
seasick over here. Oh, and there's all the stripes on everything. But that's like me being an old lady.
gym. The biggest critique I have of this is that they didn't utilize the audience as much as they should have.
Well, I like that they used an audience, first of all. Great
Yeah.
job. Great idea. I also kept getting so annoyed with the audience because they were going fucking nuts for everything, except they didn't laugh at the jokes.
Well, so that, but that's the thing though. Like, there are pockets of moments that they are with, like, the audience, which is playing as if they are the larger student body
Yeah.
of Right Al
Yeah,
High.
yeah. They kind of use them to fill up space. I'm guessing they put out a thing where like they ask people to dress as neutrally as possible. It's not all super period accurate, but some people who were in the audience looked, I thought, fairly period accurate. So I wonder if
Yes.
like they just brought their own clothes.
And then they gave them like leather jackets, or there's one
Yeah, or
point
like
where they're wearing
a red scarf.
scarves.
Yeah, during the pep rally and stuff. So like they really helped use them fill out the space, but they kept going fucking nuts every time somebody walked on this like the screen, and then there were so many good jokes and just like dead silence.
But then they would not have be by the audience. And it's moments of like, we need something here. This is so
Yeah.
silent.
Yeah. It does, it makes those moments when they're like on a like further lot, or I don't know what you'd want to call it, a further
A
like,
different sound stage entirely. Well, because
and
I
it's
think,
like, ooh, it's like the silence is really loud now.
because I feel like they use the back lot for the opening. Some of the outdoor stuff, and then definitely the ending with the carnival, where I was like, did they just set the whole thing inside so they could set up the fucking Ferris wheel?
I think so.
it?
They spend that whole 2 hours between Grease is the Word and the carnival, just setting up the carnival.
And that one actor trying to kill everyone on the cart
Yeah.
when he pops the curb. I fucking love
Did
it.
you see like Wendell Pierce's face when that happened? He was like, "Oh, okay."
Yes. Yeah.
It looks
Oh,
so funny.
they're like, oh, I mean, strict, it's live. And
Yeah.
like, you can tell that this one is filmed live because I was reading that they even practiced with umbrellas in case it was gonna rain. So like, it did,
Oh.
when it did rain, it wasn't
Yeah, it
out of
wasn't as
the,
like, yeah.
yeah, it wasn't as like
Oh, that's
out
good
of the
because
blue.
I thought that did go very smoothly. And I did like, I wondered, I was like, how much did they have to change last minute because of the rain? Like,
According
not even just
to,
like choreo, but like, was there going to be more that they were going to shoot outside?
right. Well, because according to like IMDb trivia that I read during this, because I was half paying attention to it, it's Grease. I've seen the movie
Obviously.
7,000
No.
times.
It's not deep. It's not
It's not
deep.
deep.
It's
And you
not deep.
want to, and I really only want to watch the song, the performances. But apparently, the only not live moment is the bows of the ensemble and the special and the cameos and or supporting leads.
Oh.
That's the allegedly, that's the only thing that is not filmed live.
Okay. So the curtain call up to when it's the T-Birds and the Pink Ladies. Like the
Yes.
T-Birds and the Pink Ladies are live.
Correct. Everyone else is film. And
That's a shame because I would have been screaming my ass off for Wendell Pierce and Anna
I mean,
Gasteyer if I were in that audience.
they all got there was audience there too to applaud,
Yeah.
and I think it was the dress rehearsal that they used.
That makes so much sense. Okay.
The other thing that I wrote down that I was just like, I wish that, because this is a movie, it's filmed,
Yeah,
right?
it's TV, it's not stage.
The only thing I mean, I get it that they're doing a live and it's live and we're pretending this is theater and it's a stage production. But like the one moment I wish they broke that rule was during the drag race because it
Oh
just
my God,
looks
it was so
so stupid.
I was like,
I was like, if I
it would
was
have been.
watching this in a theater, it would be great. I mean, I saw Back to the Future, the musical, like the car shit was amazing.
Yeah, you'd be like, this is so cool. Watching it on TV, you're like, yeah, you could have
Yeah,
also just
you
done
two
some
are
like
not moving.
pre-roll. Yeah, you could have just like whatever.
Yeah. But
Yeah.
like the driving in classic Hollywood movies looked more realistic than what they did. Let's put it that way.
More impressive too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I think they could have, if they were gonna just do it that way, they should have gone fully ridiculous and done like a Spice World thing where they just cut to like little toy cars. That would have been great. Lean into how
Yes.
fucking stupid it is.
Oh my goodness. So
But it would have been, I agree with you, seeing that on stage would have been really cool. I would have been like, oh wow, they did a great job moving those cars that can't be moved.
I'm also looking at my notes and I bolded one thing that, and it's also in caps that says, we have to talk about neck brace. They made a strong choice for this one ensemble person who doesn't have a name. I think she only wore the neck brace for like the first half of the show and
Yeah,
everything. But
they
I was
gave her a
like, fuck
storyline.
yes, I want to know more about her.
What's her journey? How'd she heal herself?
Is
Did
she
she
the
drink
reason why
it?
Sandy has to try out for cheerleading?
Oh, that makes so much sense.
Is she the
She got
carver of
injured.
this?
I'm Big Red Carver. Yeah.
Okay, so wait, you've actually seen the stage version, you said.
I saw when my high school did it, junior year of high school.
So my question though is that you see Sandy try out for cheerleading here, and
I
I
think.
don't know if that's for the if that's actually part of the show or if they added it because it's Julian Hough.
I don't remember that being in the stage show. I'm pretty sure it's like Julianne Hough. Her thing is dancing and she's really fucking good at it. Let's give her more scenes to dance in.
Like her in the hand jive when Erin Tveit lifts her up and she does like a fucking split.
She is like really, she's a phenomenal dancer. Obviously, she's a professional dancer, but like it's also like she really has that like it factor where like she performs so well through dance where you're like, I can't look at anyone else. Obviously, Erin Tveit is a very well-trained actor, great actor too. I'm gonna probably say some things that are going to sound mean about Erin Tveit later. I want to be very clear. I think he's one of the most talented humans on this planet.
Oh yeah. The
Genuine triple threat. But when he's dancing with Julianne Hough, I'm looking at Julianne Hough.
and
That's just the way it
also Julianne Hough fucking delivered during Hopelessly Devoted to You.
is. Oh my God, it's amazing. I almost cried.
I was like, she's real a really good singer. I would like to see more musicals on her resume, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially because I don't think she sounded bad during Summer Lovin', but she sounded really nervous. She
So
just is like she sounded like she wasn't quite going the full way. Like she was just holding back a little bit because she was a little nervous, which kind of works for Sandy too. It
yeah.
does. So it also could have been a character choice. But so like when Summer Lovin' happened, I was like, okay, she's good. She's good. She can definitely sing. I just don't. She's not doing the Olivia Newton-John performance. But then she got to Hopelessly Devoted to You, and I was like, okay, this girl can fucking sing.
Where they didn't play the nostalgia card with that one. They definitely play to Julianne Hough's strengths. Because like in the 1978 movie with Olivia Newton-John, Olivia's a little more of a soprano, like a higher soprano. So like she ends the song on a high note, literally. And so for when Julianne Hough sang it, she may have been like, we're good. We need to take this down a little bit.
This
And
is
it
where I
still sounded gorgeous.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I really honestly found it very moving, in a way that that's a song that I normally don't like when I do watch Grease the movie. As much as I love Olivia Newton-John, don't get me wrong, that's a song I fast forward through.
I love that song, though. It's so good.
I think, I don't know, there was just something about Julianne's performance of it that I was like, oh, I'm really getting the emotion out of it. And that's obviously nothing against Olivia Newton-John. Love her down. Rest in peace. She is an angel watching over us forever. But there's just other songs of hers that I would rather be listening to.
I also did read that that Olivia Newton-John was offered the role of Principal McGee or somebody else, I can't remember, and she turned it down because she's like, I don't want to detract from Julianne Hough's
Oh,
performance.
that's nice.
I was like, you go, Glenn Coco. Like
Yeah.
what Dame
Didi
Julie
Tom.
Andrews did with
Oh, with
Mary
Mary
Poppins
Poppins.
Returns, yeah.
Yeah.
But like DeeDee Conn and what's his name?
Some other
Barry Pearl.
guy. That's exactly what I was gonna say.
Yeah, totally. Where I thought it was cute that they came out in during their bows in their respective jackets. I was like, oh, that's nice. For those that don't know, I mean, DeeDee Conn is recognizable.
She's pretty distinctive.
Barry Pearl, not so much from his time on Grease.
Also, like the 78 movie, at least for me, I mean, it's kind of that way for every version of Grease. I'm like all in on the Pink Ladies, and I'm like, T-Birds go away.
Well, so okay, watching this though, I know it's you said that it's more of an ensemble, but clearly Sandy and Danny are
Right,
pushed to
still
the front a
the de
little bit.
facto. Well,
But
down to in the stage musical, Grease Lightning is originally Kaniki's song.
yes.
They gave that to Danny in the movie, and I guess they make it a little bit more of a duet in this, but it's still Danny's song.
But whose story do you think this is? I personally think this is more Danny's story than Sandy's, because Danny goes through the largest change throughout. Because, I mean,
Yeah, they put a lot more emphasis on his actual journey.
yeah, because he's really an asshole at the
Yeah, he
beginning.
sucks.
Like with that one girl, I believe her name is Cindy, that he flirts with her and then tells her to do his homework. Like,
Oh
oh, I was
man, he
like, you fucking
sucks.
asshole. And then he is such a boy throughout the whole show. But like towards the end, when Eugene comes in and is like, you're gonna lose the race and I have the idea, and he's the one that suggests that they hear out Eugene. And I was like,
Yeah.
oh, this is your story, I guess.
All right. No, I totally see that.
Yeah.
For me personally, and this is because I'm watching it just through my eyes, I'm watching it for Rizzo, always and forever. So, and I don't think I'm stepping out of line when I say here Vanessa Hudgens is the star of this.
Definitely, 100%.
Like, she's so good in this. And I think I was just like so focused in on Rizzo the whole time that I wasn't even really thinking about Danny and Sandy. But no, you're right that they show way more of a transformation for Danny.
Yeah.
Now, like now that you point that out, I'm like, oh yeah, that's totally there.
Like Vanessa Hudgens stole the show.
As she should. First of all, the best character in the show, any version of it.
Well, you know what happened behind the scenes with her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I cried. I
We're
cried.
can Do you mind if I
Yeah.
mention it?
Go for it.
For those of you who don't know, Vanessa Hudgens's dad passed away the day before they were going to do this. And so when you watch Hopelessly Devoted to
There are
You,
worse things I could do.
there are worse things I can do. Sorry. Thank
Yeah,
you.
yeah.
Another great
Yeah,
song.
yeah. I
And
think
but
that's the other reason why I don't like Hopelessly Devoted to You that much is because I love There Are Worse Things I Could Do, and I think that takes the shine for me. But go ahead. Sorry.
there's a moment where I feel like Vanessa dropped character and just was her towards the end of There Are Worse Things I Could Do,
Yeah.
because she starts tearing up. I think she actually does cry. And yeah. I'm sorry. I know it's sad. It's so sad, but like, and it's so sad though, because like she had to do this.
Yeah.
That's the
Like,
other thing too. She had to do this. It's not like it's
no,
like a
right.
stage show where she could be like, I'm calling out bereavement.
Yeah.
Like,
No, this was her one shot. And this was a huge moment for her career, too, I feel like, because I think up to this point, every attempt she had made to like not just be Gabriella from High School Musical just kind of petered out. No fault of her own, just that the projects didn't do so well or whatever. Didn't get a whole lot of eyes on them for people to really see what range she has. And I
right,
think
because
this being something where she could sing and dance and act and be a completely different character
from
from
Gabriella.
Gabriella, and people were like, oh no, she's the real deal.
And like, I fucking love her. I want her to be in every musical movie personally.
She would be great. I love her voice. I think she has
She's
such an amazing voice. And like There Are Worse Things I Could Do is wonderful. She is, I think, throughout the whole thing, the best actor up there. She is constantly in character.
Yes.
She is, I think, the one toeing the line the best between being too broad and not having enough of an impact all the time. Like, I think they're, and it's not their fault. It's the nature of the project because it's such an unusual type of thing where I think like half of the cast is playing it a little too big, a little too stagey,
Hello,
and the
Kiki
other half,
Palmer.
Aaron DeVate. And then love him, love Kiki Palmer, very, very early in her career too. And then there are other actors who I'm like, they're not playing it quite big enough. They're playing it a little too, it still needs to be a little more stagey than a regular movie. It needs to be like between there. And she is the only one who I think is consistently like, I know exactly what this is. I know exactly what distance I am from the camera. And I know what I need to make it to like make this line pop.
Right. And
and
like
to
this is
make it
also
read and to make it be funny, but also in character for Rizzo.
a huge career jump for Julianne Hough, because
Yeah.
like she did the Footloose remake, she did Rock of Ages, they were fine.
Yeah.
She
She
did a couple
was
other
still the Dancing
things.
with the Stars girl, I feel like,
Yeah,
even beyond all that.
she's not a So You Think You Can Dance winner as well, right? No, she just did the
No, I think
she's
she
just a
was one of the pro
dancer
yeah, she was one of the professional dancers slash choreographers for
for
Dancing with the
Dancing with the
Stars,
Stars.
along with Derek Hough is her brother.
Yes.
Okay.
Can I
I think,
also
yeah.
I also had a controversial thought during while watching this. I feel like Keke Palmer and Carly Rae Jepsen should have switched roles.
I do too.
Like,
Yeah. I think they're both great. I love them both. I really do. This was at a point in their respective careers where Kiki was mostly just an actress and Carly was just a singer. And they had Carly play the part that traditionally doesn't even have a song.
right. They wrote a song for this
They wrote a
fucking
song for
thing.
her.
Which I understand the need of the song. I just think the song
The
All I
song
Need Is an
itself.
Angel is bad.
I don't even
But
think, I think in another show I might like it. It doesn't fit with Grease. It is not a 50s sounding song at all. It
no.
totally breaks the illusion.
Yeah, you can tell that this was written in
It's
2015,
yeah.
2016.
And it you could tell it was written for Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah, and I mean, she performs it wonderfully.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's great. It's Tom Kitt and Brian Yorkey who wrote it that I'm like, I understand that you have a singer in a role that doesn't have her own song. And she was a great actor as well, I will
Yeah,
say.
I actually I don't really have complaints about her performance, except that I think she might have been better as Marty. And again, I think Keke Palmer was hilarious as Marty, but I would have liked to see her as Frenchie too.
Yeah.
Like I think also because I love Keke Palmer, and there's a reason why she gets cast as characters with very big personalities, and it's because she's very good at having a big personality.
Isn't she
I
a
would have liked
dancer
to,
as well?
I think so.
So in Hand Jive, she would have worked probably better than Carly Rae Jepsen. She would
Yeah, I'm
still did
pretty
a fucking great
sure.
job.
Yeah. I think it would have been fun to see Keke Palmer play like the sort of quirkier. I don't want to say nerdier because I guess Jan's supposed to be the nerdy one, but like Frenchie's kind of nerdy too.
Yeah.
And it would have been fun to see
The pink
Carly
hair.
Rae. Yeah. Oh my gosh,
Which,
yes.
by the way, the pink hair on Carly Rae, it was cute.
Adorable. I half think they cast her because they were like, she'd look cute in all the wigs.
Can we talk? Okay. Wig talk for a hot second.
Okay.
DNCE is in this. They are the Johnny Casino and
Or the Shananah part.
yeah.
Are you gonna say
The fact
the same thing I'm gonna say? Because I hated it. I hated it.
that they didn't wig those people was so distracting. Like during the
God.
bows, there is this one, or like there's this one dancer, male dancer, that has like blonde, like dyed hair. It's blonde and he's got brown roots and everything, which I could forgive that.
Yeah, first of all, it's during the bows.
Well, no, he's a dancer throughout, and you see him
Oh, okay.
in the dance and everything, and he's very prominent. He's very prominent because he's a tall guy as well. But looking at DNCE, and there's that one guy that has the line of hair, the Mohawk line of hair that is parted to one side. I was like, get him a fucking wig.
Yeah. No,
And
I'm
also
sorry. All of them. The I love that they have oh, I think she plays bass. I think their bassist is a woman. She's
yes.
so cool and I think she's so hot, but like, no.
The glasses that she wore too. I was like,
Yeah.
what are we
Yeah.
doing here?
The
Like it
dress was maybe passable, but her hair and her makeup, I was like, Because it's not even just that they have to look like they'd fit in the 1950s. They being those that part, the Johnny Casino part, You have to look like you belong on 1950s American Bandstand.
That is not, but I mean, they call it something else, obviously, because that is
Yeah.
copyright.
But
And
like that's what they're doing though.
apparently somebody accidentally said American Bandstand during it. I didn't really
Well,
catch it. I did read it on the trivia, but I was like,
I heard American Bandstand at
understandable.
some point, yeah. I mean, because that's what they're doing.
Right, that's basically
But
it.
yeah, but like they would not let a band on that show that was not perfectly clean cut. Like that was a major thing in the 60s when people started showing up on TV with shag hairdos. Because, like Joe Jonas himself has like bleached tips, and I'm like, no, not in 1959, sir, not on American
Oh,
Bandstand.
did he? I mean, at least styled his hair.
They
I'm gonna
did,
give him that.
yeah. And like I'll give it like, okay, it's maybe a little bit more of like an elevated character choice, but like, yeah, no, the like the mohawk, like you like the faux mohawk, whatever that is, and like the she's so hot, I think she looks great. She shouldn't style her hair any differently in real life, but like the
She
like
had
roots
dyed
down to
hair,
her
yeah.
ears and then bleached from then on, and like iron, like ceramic hot iron straight. First of
Pin
all, you
straight,
were
yeah.
using a clothes iron back then, so it would look way frizzier, way worse.
So apparently, Cake by the Ocean was in this. I didn't hear it. Is
I
that
didn't hear
like.
it either. They must have played it like during a commercial break for like the audience to listen to, is my guess, because I did notice it on the soundtrack,
Right. My
but I
guess
didn't
was
hear it.
that scene that was outside of the gym, like, was that Cake by the Ocean that was
Oh,
playing?
it
But
might have been.
like
I wasn't paying
50s
attention.
sized.
Yeah, I like doo-boppy.
Doo-boppy. Speaking of
Doo-doppy? Doo-woppy.
and speaking
Whatever.
of doo-woppy, Boys to Men.
Now that I loved. I loved that genius move.
Boys to Men.
Wait, can I tell you what my high school performance did production did for Teen Angel? Because I thought it was an interesting choice and it worked for my
Worked for
high
your high
school.
school? Yeah, what was it?
So they cast a girl to play Teen Angel. She was great. She was awesome. But like the idea behind the scene was that she was like 1970s Cher, which
Okay.
like worked in a way, but it was also like, okay, but you're also breaking like the 1950s thing.
That is the issue I had with Teen Angel in Rise of the Pink Ladies, because Justin Tranter was styled to look like Ziggy Stardust.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And that
You
is
either
even
if you're if
earlier in the 50s that it's set in. So you're
yeah.
like, fuck you.
If it's not 50s, it has to be present. That's another thing, like going back to the costuming for the dance. I hated that Aaron Tveit was dressed like John Travolta, because maybe that is somewhat accurate to the 50s for like somebody who's more rebellious. But to me, that outfit reads extremely 70s, and they could get away with it in the 78 movie because it was produced in 78. You cannot get away with it with something produced in 2016 that's supposed to take place in 1959.
I
Like,
also
it
had a
took it for
slight I also had a slight issue with Julianne Hough's dress in at the dance, because
me.
it looked like a wedding dress.
Oh, yeah, no, it does.
It's pure white. Dye it. Dip
Yeah,
it down.
it
Kill the
is
color.
like, because I know they're doing Olivia Newton-John's dress, but Olivia Newton-John's dress, despite being a white dress, still looked like a prom dress.
Right. Hers looks
It looks bridal.
weddingy. Yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It looks
Weddingy.
weddingy.
Listen to me. I can speak words.
I like that word. We're making it a thing.
Like, I have
But
all
you're
these notes
absolutely
and we're
right.
definitely not gonna hit all of them.
It's fine.
How did you feel though about the cameos?
I think the other reason, like I said, I thought this was technically extremely well done, which was one of the reasons I wanted to talk about it, just being kind of a TV tech nerd. But the other big reason I wanted to talk about this one, do you even know? Do you even know, John?
I don't know.
Murdoch, the auto shop teacher, is
Oh,
played
Eve
by Eve
Plum.
Plum, aka Jan Brady.
I fucking love that, like, she's in this as a
Like,
big ass
why?
cameo, but it has zero connection to the Grease movie.
Because the Grease movie was produced in the same decade as the Brady Bunch TV series, but also like not the same year though. Like the
That's
Brady
a
Bunch was well,
stretch.
it was very dead by 1978, and it is not at all related. But like, I love Eve Plum. I love Jan Brady. I think she's really funny in this. I think Mrs. Murdoch or Ms. Murdoch is a really funny part in general. And that's like another thing. I was so annoyed that people weren't laughing at all of her little like bits about like being in prison slash the convent.
Well, and that's a thing that I had with this, where how is it that on television there can be a million sexual innuendos, but they cannot say the word fuck?
Well, they also had to change the line pussy wagon to dragon wagon.
Oh, Grease Lightning, they censored the fuck out of that one. They
It was a
also
massacre. They massacred my boy.
well, I wrote that during Look at Me, I'm Sandra D, 'cause she doesn't say, hey, Fungul, like in
Yeah.
the 78 movie. She says, hey, cool, or whatever. Like,
Yeah. Hey, be cool,
yeah.
which kind of works, but is also really dorky.
So, to go back to your favorite person, Kether Donahue, did you know that there's another person in this cast that was in Pitch Perfect?
No?
So, Putzi, one of the,
That's her boyfriend. That's Jan's boyfriend.
Yeah. Well, because I was looking these people up, because,
Yeah.
like, the casting of this, although we said that we would rather Keke Palmer and Carly Rae Jepsen switch, whatever. I feel like everyone delivered. They found the hap. Oh, what's the face for? Who do we not like?
I'm scared. I'm scared. I'm scared to say it. It's not that he's not good. He's very, very good. I just think it's a miscast.
Okay.
Aaron Tveit, I don't believe him as Danny. I really don't. I'm sorry. I don't think he's cool enough to be Danny.
I could see that. He has that squeaky b clean boy look.
Yeah, he's just like every time he's like acting cool, and Danny, like all the other T-Birds, especially Kaneki, like Kaneki should be kind of try hard. And it made me appreciate really what a difficult role Danny Zuko is, because it is hard to be a technically proficient dancer and singer and also be a believable tough guy.
It's West Side Story in a person.
It's yeah, and to do that and then also be funny but not funny where like I'm the butt of the joke because I'm not as cool as I think I am. I think Kaneki can be somebody who's not as cool as he thinks he is. Danny has to be cool, and I think Aaron Tveit, at least this performance, it just wasn't quite hitting for me where I kept like being like I'm watching a performance.
But I mean, at
And
least.
I'm saying that again, recognizing that probably technically on a bunch of different levels, he's probably the most like talented person in this
Yes.
cast.
That, well, that's more the point I was trying to make,
Yeah,
is
yeah, yeah.
that
Oh, yeah.
they hired people who had enough, like, practice in front of a camera. I'm not too sure about the T-Birds, but they did.
Well, Aaron Tveit, I know, had done some TV by then. I know he did
Yes.
a stint on Gossip Girl, but he was more known for Broadway, and that makes sense,
Well, yeah, and
to
then they
get somebody.
also hired great singers. They like they're kind of getting the formula together, because that's the thing with these lives I'm finding, is that you're either like a great singer but not a really good actor, or you're a great actor and okay singer.
You can carry a tune.
Yes. Well, because even watching this, I would to go to bring back into another live, I was thinking, like, Carrie Underwood would make a great Frenchie if she was
Oh, yeah.
available for it, or even a Marty. Like, if you want to give her a
I think
song.
she could even do Sandy, honestly, because I
Right,
don't think
yeah.
Sandy is as complicated a part as Maria.
Right.
That's not what I would cast her as. I would probably do Marty, like you
To call back to the Sound of Music Live episode, everyone.
said.
But yeah, and then Jordan Fisher was fantastic. I didn't understand why in those magic changes he kept changing jackets. It
Oh,
was
yeah, I didn't get that either.
dumb. It was a dumb choice.
I think it was supposed to make Danny trying out for those different teams seemed more like a montage, but you didn't need another
But
person.
why
Like the
him?
montage
Is
is
Danny?
Danny. Yeah.
Yeah,
He's
why?
trying out for different teams. We know logically that's not all the same day because they wouldn't let you have those tryouts the same day.
And speaking of costume change, fucking loved Freddie My Love,
Oh, that
where they zoom,
the red dress.
they did like that, like this
You kind of, you even
production.
hear like a hem, like
Oh,
tear or
you hear
something.
something rip, and it was, I laughed my ass off.
Was awesome. I loved it.
But like, this is like, I feel like this is them also experimenting with like, oh, we are on camera, but we need to make this a little more theatrical. So how do we do a quick change? We're gonna zoom in close up to Kiki Palmer's face, and you're gonna see things move off her shoulders, but you're not gonna know what until we reveal it. And they do a USO number question mark. I didn't understand that concept. I didn't understand, but I
Now he's a one
liked.
woman USO show. No, I loved it. I agree with you. It was like they're like playing with the form where
Yeah,
they're
there's.
like, this is different from TV, it's different from film, and it's different from theater. It's its own thing. Let's see what we can do with it.
Like they tried hard with the race. I'll give them that. I'll give them that.
They
They
should, I mean, they
did.
also could have just not had
I know they could
the
have not had the race, but it was
race. They could have
they.
just like, it's fine. It's the race is not in the original stage musical, but it's in the movies. So I get
So
it.
I
It's
yeah,
fine.
I also
Whatever.
there's also a moment where they like move a set piece very theatrically. Like it opens up in a way. I can't remember what it was, but I remember seeing that. I was like, oh, cool, theater.
Is it the dance?
Maybe it was the dance.
No, they go through a door in the dance, but it is like the camera goes through the door. That was pretty good.
But there was another, but there's
It's
a moment
not
where,
quite Steven Spielberg's West Side Story good, but it's pretty
the... but there's a moment where like the walls split apart and they go into like another class or hallway or something.
good. Oh.
I
Well, now I'm
can't.
just gonna have to rewatch it.
Yeah, it's fine. It's on Daily Motion. You can visit Dubai and also figure out what that one company is that
Yeah,
you're
the science company.
that you should invest in but shouldn't because they ask questions. I don't. To go back to the theatricality of this all, by the way, well, let's go back to the episode. I did have a moment at the end where. Because they basically are following the look of the 1978 movie, I want to have a thought experiment with you.
With me.
With you. Well, because you're
Okay.
here, so
Well,
we're having this conversation.
let's be fair about one thing. They separated themselves from aesthetically from the 78 movie. A lot more black people in
Well,
lead
yeah.
roles.
Oh, people of, oh yeah, definitely a lot more people of
Yeah.
color. But
Which is nice.
the thought
I like that.
experiment question is, do you think they tried to incorporate the car flying at the end?
Oh, that's a really good question. I wonder like if they had a rig and they couldn't do it because of the rain.
Or
Like they might have had something out on the lot that was like rigged up, but like the
they
hydraulics
couldn't
wouldn't work in the
figure it
rain or
out.
something.
Well, 'cause there's
Yeah.
that.
Oh yeah, they say something because Eugene's working on it and he's like also obsessed with rockets and they say something about like it's gonna fly.
Right. Oh,
Like
maybe they did.
they told no, you're right, you're right. They totally did because they allude to the car flying multiple times and they have Eugene working on it and he's obsessed with rockets the whole time. He's in like Rocket Club or something, Rocket Power. Dun, 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 dun.
Woogity woogity
Yeah, no, you're totally right. And that's how they,
because like we go together
And
just
so they,
ends and it ends oddly and I'm like okay but in the 78 movie they fly off at the end
Yeah,
and
you know what?
in the stage version I know that this entire show is a flashback
Yeah.
because
Yeah,
it's
it's
set
sold
at
at
their
like the 10-year reunion or something like
yeah.
that. Which I think makes a lot of sense as a framing device, and both the 78 movie and this live performance should have kept, but whatever. It's not me. It's not
Well,
me.
and that's the thing too with the 78 movie. I mean, everyone was in their 30s when they filmed it.
Right. So it would have made a lot of sense to do it, to have a framing device where it's like, okay, the reason why they all look like they're in their 30s is because they are in their 30s and they're pretending they're teenagers again. Which, like,
I will.
This one, they do a lot better of casting people who look like they're in their 20s. They still don't look like they're in their teens.
Oh, like the boys felt like they looked like they were in their 30s, and the women felt like they were in their 20s.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think Jordan Fisher looked like a tiny little baby the whole time. But also, this is, I think, the first thing I ever saw Jordan Fisher in, and I've since seen him in many things. So I'm like, oh, that's Duty from Grease Live. Those magic changes.
Fun fact, and then I guess we'll get into Sharp and Flat, unless
Oh
is there
boy.
anything else you want to talk about?
It's so weird how many thoughts I have on this when, again, I don't like Grease that much.
Yeah,
I didn't
I
do the
understand.
spring musical my junior year of high school because I was like, oh, really, Grease? And like, I find a lot more about this performance to like technically criticize than the movie or the stage show, like just from a narrative perspective. But I'm still like, but this works because it fits the form so well. It kind of feels like this is what Grease should be, this kind of like TV
But
event.
my fun fact that I have is that Vanessa Hudgens was 6 years younger than Stalker Channing when Stalker Channing filmed Grease. That's
Oh, is that
it. Stalker Channing was 33 when she filmed Grease, and Vanessa Hudgens was 27. So, and I think Vanessa Hudgens was also on the younger end of the cast because we were talking about ages and everything. But let's get into Sharp and Flat, shall we?
We shall.
Sharp Flat.
So in this section, we're going to highlight some moments, whether or not we talked about it. If we liked it, it's sharp. And if we didn't like it or thought it could change, it's flat. I literally have one more sharp than I do flat. So what do you want to start with?
Let's start with flats then. Let's get the negative out of the way and focus on the positive.
Great. Do you want to go first?
I mean, I kind of already talked about it as much as I can. I really think that Aaron Tveit is miscast as Danny Zuko, and it's not anything he's doing wrong. It's just that I don't buy it.
Would he be better Kanicki?
I think he would be a better Kanicki,
Like
100%.
if he and
Carlos Peña Vega.
yes.
Like if they
If
swapped.
they swapped and Nikki Palmer and Carly Rae Jepsen swap, like
Yeah,
they needed to call us to figure this out. Any other
we looked it up.
flats?
I feel bad saying this as a flat too, because I really liked the choreography mostly all around. I didn't love some of the choreography in Grease Lightning. Some of it came off as very cheesy to me. And again, it's just like that's a song where like everybody should be, it should be coming off as effortless, and it felt very, we're working really hard to get to this effect. And you know, maybe some of that is like they just didn't have the schedule to like really get the rehearsals in and everything where it could feel more effortless, but it feels too much like everyone's trying really hard and there's a lot of like weird arm movements that I didn't like.
I
So
also I did like the choreography in Beauty School Dropout. It felt like it was overly choreographed, and I was like, why? It's Boys to Men. They're not known for their choreography.
They're singers. They
Yeah.
are pure singers.
But I didn't flat that. Instead,
Okay.
I flatted men first and foremost, because
Yeah,
the men of this story are awful.
they suck. They're horrible.
They're horrible. I also flatted my biggest complaint I've said throughout this whole episode, the lack of audience reactions majority of the time. I'm flatting the line, we girls gotta be our own people like they tell us in Home Ec, 'cause that just was bad.
Yeah, but I think that's the joke, though.
I get it. There's a lot of other moments that they are talking
Yeah,
about.
it's like the dissonance between what was accepted in the 50s and what's accepted now.
Right, but I was
But
still
like,
just
it's falling flat because there's no audience reaction, like you said before.
that, and it's a flat because it happened. That's more the
Oh,
reason.
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
We're flatting historical fact. That's
I'm
true.
flatting the historical fact. I'm also flatting the Beauty School Dropout dancer costumes. They looked cheesy. They looked cheap. They look like if it was for stage, it would be one thing. But because it's with an HD camera and you
Yeah.
see everything, I'm like, that. Also, why are we doing that? like, why are we copying the move the 78
Yeah.
movie?
Which,
Make it
first of
your
all,
own
even,
thing.
yeah, do your own thing. Also, like, yes, you, like you said, it's not on stage anymore. It's also not on a traditional film camera where they add a layer of grit just because there's film stock has grit to it. It has a real texture to it. It's very smoothed out here. And especially for live performance, they were probably using even more high definition than they would use for most television programs. It's probably something a little closer to what they use to live sports, which is as smooth as possible because you want to see every movement possible. It makes stuff that's not designed precisely for that look really bad
Yes,
and
and that
really
is a
cheap
good
and
example
plastic.
of it.
Yeah.
And then my last flat is for Kether Donahue not getting a wig. Because her hair looked so bad at the end.
Yeah.
And that's because it was her hair.
Yeah. And it
Like,
was
if you're
stuck
gonna
in
give
the pigtails.
like that I understand you're giving her a style. Cool. You could do that with a fucking wig and still have the curl and everything.
Yeah.
Because that's what she had a curl, I thought, at the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Like a little wave or
Yeah,
something, and it's
it was ringlets.
and at the end it was just like flat.
Yeah.
And like I just did a 2.5 hour long show and I'm sweating and everything. I'm a human. And I was like, come on, you have the technology.
I think everyone else got a wig, it looked like. I mean,
Almost everyone
maybe,
else,
yeah.
except for DNCE, but that's another problem for another day.
Yeah, we talked about that already.
So every once in a while, I have what I like to call a natural. It's neither a sharp nor a flat. In this case, it's both. And I have two of them. One of them is for the costumes. Ooh. Because, like, there were moments where they paid homage to the 78 movie. There were moments where they blatantly copied the 78 movie. And then there were moments where it's original stuff. And so, like, I had a mixed bag of emotions throughout all of that. Cause I'm like, pick a lane, pick one lane, please. And then my other natural is All I Need Is an Angel. Cause like I said, I understand the need or the want to give Frenchie a song. It's just that not that song.
Yeah, and
That song was bad.
it would be good as like a random Carly Rae B-side.
If it was one on an album of hers,
Yeah.
cool. I'm here for it. Yes,
And
Mamacita.
you know, if there were some other musical that did pop music, mid-tempo pop music for the most part, and that was one of the songs, cool. As long as it fits the story, I think it's a fine enough song.
Yes,
But
it
it
wasn't right
does
for that
not
moment.
fit Grease.
Also, I don't think that's the right moment for her to have a song right
Yeah,
before.
it's because then it just gets cut off by, oh, now here's Boyz II Men. Like, we want Carly Rae to have her own moment that doesn't get stepped on.
Yeah.
And also we want to give her a sword.
Sharps. What are your
Oh,
sharps?
I have so many. Oh, what did we already talk about? We talked about Vanessa Hudgens being amazing. I really loved all of the cameos and the smaller cast members. I thought the actors who played Eugene and Patty Simcox were really fun and really had a lot of
Yes.
personality. And that was, those are characters where it's like, yes, you want them to be cartoony. You want
Yeah,
them to be caricatures.
they are over the top because
Yeah.
they're just to entertain us, really.
Yeah. And I'm not sure about the actor who played Eugene, but I know the actress who played Patty Simcox has Broadway experience. She has a lot of stage experience. Like you can tell that she's just like a really well-trained dancer and performer and singer, but like she put so much into that character too. And I really loved seeing that and like having that be a fun foil to Julianne Hough's Sandy. Anna Gasteyer will always be my favorite thing in anything she's ever in. Love her. I thought that was amazingly brilliant that they cast her as the principal. Ooh, the actress who played Blanche Hanifa something. I didn't write down her name. I know her first name was
Hanifa Wood.
Hanifa Wood.
I also
I
sharped her.
loved her.
She
She
stole
was
it from me.
so funny.
However, The fact that they made her silent majority of it, she had like one line throughout the whole.
That's true.
And I was like, you're giving a black woman one line. And in the 78 movie,
She has
Blanche
a
has
lot more.
a lot more lines and everything.
Yeah.
But like,
I will give her this though. She still communicates so much though. Like without actually saying words, she says a lot in this
the
performance.
morning announcements after the dance with the bra, I lost
Hilarious.
shit. It was so funny.
Yeah. It's so good. She's hilarious. Her and Anna Gasteyer, I thought, worked really well together.
Yes.
I'll Again, the same with like Eve Plum. I talked about Eve Plum already and how much I love her. I'm gonna sharp Wendell Pierce because I'll sharp anything he's in.
He was hilarious.
Why was he in this, first of all? Why were they like, let's get the guy from The Wire?
He
Did he
probably
want,
wanted to do something for his kids. Who knows? Or
yeah, maybe he's like,
he
I
loves
love Grease.
Grease.
I really, really have a deep place in my heart for Grease. I want to be in it. And they were like, cool. Do you want to play the coach? And the coach is my favorite character in the 78 movie too. So I love that he like
And
had his own take on it.
he's like, I don't have to sing. Awesome. I'm
Yeah.
in.
He's like, cool. I just get to say like sardonic quips to Danny Zuko. Great. Love that.
I also love that. I think they made it canon for at least for this production that Coach Calhoun and Principal McGee fuck.
Oh yeah. I mean, wouldn't
If
you though?
it's Anna Gasteyer, yes.
Or Wendell
Or
Pierce.
Wendell Pierce, both of them. I'll be in a throuple with
Yeah.
them.
100%. Challengers with me and them. And no tennis. yeah, I loved DNCE is like the one where I'm like, oh, because the styling wasn't right. But even then, it was like, okay, they had a big hit song at the time. I get why like they wanted a band like
And it's Joe
them.
Jonas.
It's Joe Jonas. I liked Jessie J. I like Jessie J a lot, so I liked her performing Grease is the Word at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like Mario Lopez as Vince Fontaine was really funny. Like I thought all of like those smaller parts were cast really, really well.
Yeah, they filled out the cast very well.
And those are parts that like in a lot of other productions would maybe not have so much thought put into who they cast. And of
Right.
course, Didi Conn and Barry Pearl. Yeah, I love that they were in it. I thought they were very funny too. I love that Didi Conn got the line of like, I wish I was still in high school or whatever. Like it was cute.
I was like, is she having an outer body moment in the right before Teen Angel and Beauty School Dropout and all that, being like, I was in your shoes so many years ago.
Yeah.
Almost 40 years ago, I was in your shoes. Any more sharps, or is that it?
I think we talked about everything. I mean, just on a technical, I'm not gonna get into the technical stuff. I think it's really impressive what they did with this and that they did really push this as a medium, this live performance thing as a medium. I won't go into the details because it will be boring.
So my sharps are first and foremost, I found this for free. Always sharping free shit. I am sharp. I said I sharped Hanifa Wood. I'm also sharping Vanessa Hudgens
Yeah.
because of everything we said, and she is the star of this. Sorry, Aaron Tveit and Julianne Hough, although you two did very well.
They did do very well. I sound very negative on Aaron Tveit. He did really, really well. I don't know who could have done a better job.
It's just the performance itself. It's not like he's lacking talent. It's just that
Right. It's a lightning striking type of thing where it's the talent plus the actual fit. And
right.
Vanessa Hudgens had the talent and the fit for Betty Rizzo.
Julianne Hough too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm also giving a huge sharp to Boyz II Men and Anna Gasteyer scatting in the beginning. I laughed my ass off when that happened as well. Like, Grease is the Word was really fascinating because in the 78 movie, it's used as the opening credits where it lives on its other plane. And so
Yeah.
that's what
And
they And that's what they did successfully in this, where it's like, this is a song that was written for the movie. We're
Right.
using it as well for opening credits. And it has really nothing to do with the story as a whole.
Right. And the thing that's interesting to me in them using it is that in the 78 movie, they wrote that song and composed it that way because they were like, we need a song that sounds like it would be a hit right now. Because that's a song that sounds distinctly 70s. It doesn't sound 50s at
Oh
all.
yeah, no. But it had it, I think it gives like that hit of 50s nostalgia in the 70s.
It sure does. I mean, and it helps that they have Frankie Valli singing it,
Yes.
because he was a crossover from a doo-wop group in the late 50s, early 60s into the disco era. And I think it's interesting that they still made it work in 2016, even though that was not the pop sound of the time.
No, but
It
it's
almost
great.
fits in better now than it did 10 years ago, because right now we're doing like a big like disco revival type thing in pop.
And I love it.
Yeah, I love it too. It's the best. It's just it's and I think like part of it is just they picked the right singer for it. Jessie J has such a powerful voice, but she was also so of that moment.
Yeah.
And, like they did a re and she's a really great performer. And it's really interesting to me how I think intellectually that shouldn't have worked and it did. Does that make sense?
Totally.
Great.
But I'm gonna move on with my other sharps.
Great.
I gave a sharp to the girl with the neck brace. You deserve that paycheck, whoever you are.
The performer herself didn't need that neck brace.
I don't care. You earned your paycheck wearing that goddamn neck brace. I'm also sharping the ripping sound during Freddie, My Love, because I was like, something fucked up, and I don't know what, because you're not showing me.
The lavalier mic was just too close to where they were tearing away.
I have no idea what
But
happened.
also, what were they tearing away? Because they were putting something over her.
No, it was all, she was wearing three layers of clothing. She was
She
wearing,
was? So
yeah.
she was wearing the nightie, and then they put on the red dress, and they took away the red dress to reveal the nightie again, didn't they?
She was wearing two nighties.
Oh my God.
She was
This is
wearing,
why I need you
there was
around.
a nightie close to the skin. Then there was the
Okay.
red dress. And then there
Okay.
was the nightie over it. That I think that one had was more of like a house coat. It had like a or wider strap or something. Because watch it again. Just watch the quick change part. You don't have to watch the whole thing.
I won't watch the whole 2 hours
Don't watch the whole 2 hours. Just
of
watch,
Grease.
because when they focus
I'll
in on
just
her,
watch the parts I like.
when they focus in on her face, and they take off the top layer, you can see the straps for the red dress and then the under nightie as well.
Oh, I'll have to look at it more closely.
And then my last sharp is for the hand jive. It's perfection. Like
It's
I.
so good. And that's one where the choreography really, really works.
Like, I love dance numbers. And this one is filmed well enough that you get all of the information from the choreography. Because, like, there are things that in musical movies that I hate all the time, that you have this big choreographed dance and then you only see, like, so much of it.
Yeah.
They were like,
It's the same with a lot of action movies where you could tell there's a lot of really good action choreography happening and you only get to see a little bit.
but with this one, it felt like they had enough to entertain the studio audience and the home audience. Like there's enough motion, enough choreography happening to entertain everybody. And the home audience, I think, got to see probably
Highlights.
90% of the choreography,
Yeah.
maybe 95.
Yeah. You don't want to see everything either, because you do want the sense that like this all exists
It's
beyond the frame.
chaotic, yeah.
Right.
Because even in the
You
78
don't.
movie, you don't see everything clearly.
Right, yeah. But you see the highlights and you see like the general atmosphere. But you do want it to like you don't want it to be like, all right, so all of this exists in this box.
Right. No, you don't
And
want
that's what
that.
I get to see. You want to see like this exists in a world and we get to see it through this box.
Would you add any of the songs from the live to your life's playlist?
Those magic changes,
Not Grease
not Grease in
and Grease
general.
in general. I mean from this production.
Okay. Those magic changes, because I do think Jordan Fisher has a really good voice. I think him and Aaron Tveit harmonizing together at the end
It was
sounds
beautiful.
really,
It was
really
so
beautiful.
beautiful.
Yeah. Like
I want an
angelic.
album. I want an album of the two of them.
Yeah.
I don't care what.
Yeah, that was beautiful harmonizing, which you don't really get to hear a lot with two men, I guess, because it's gay. But like, and I think Jordan Fisher has a really sweet voice, even though he was young when they did this, right? He had to have been. He's younger than us.
Yes. He, I think he was the youngest.
Okay, yeah, he seemed like the baby.
Because
I mean, that's complimentary.
he
He
was
should.
like 21, 22.
Okay, which also it works for his character duty to be like the sort of like wide-eyed idealist. But I really love these magic changes. That's one that we don't get a real version of in the movie. We do get Sean and Oz singing it on the soundtrack, but it's like as background music. I'd put in Freddie, My Love. I'd put in this version. I've put in a lot of these, honestly. I think they're pretty solid all around. Definitely there are worse things I could do, and hopelessly devoted to you.
I have the same four songs that you just listed, and I'm gonna add Beauty School Dropout because it's Boys to Men. Come on.
Yeah.
And
And
then,
Grease is the word because it's Jessie J. But
oh yes.
I love the Frankie Valli one too, is
I
the
didn't
thing.
write that. I didn't write that one down, but I'm gonna add it. And then I also wrote down Hand Jive just because it's Hand Jive.
Hand dive.
It's fun and poppy.
Yeah.
But Shady, we did it. What do you have to plug or promote?
So hopefully soon, my sister and I are actually working on a podcast that we're hoping to release in July. Be on the lookout. It's called I Love the 90s.
I love the 90s.
Yeah, that's what it is. So
Oh my God.
it is a recap show of a recap show. So it doesn't make any sense. We are having a lot of fun with it, and we don't know if anyone else will understand anything we're talking about. But like, I invite you all to attempt it.
And where can the good people find that on the social medias? Have
I
you?
mean, we're recording this a little ahead of, I mean, we you'll be able to find it on Spotify, all of the things, I think.
Cool.
We
When
don't
it let me
have.
know. Let me know when it, because it's still a little early as
Yeah.
of this release date.
Yeah.
Of what you two are planning. So you let me know and I'll promote the fuck out of it.
Thank you. As for me, you can find me at Cookie O Shady on Twitter. Blue Sky. I finally got an invite to Blue Sky, so I'm on that now. Never use it. It's fine. I'm on Instagram somewhere.
And now I get to
Yeah.
tag you in things. Yay!
Yeah. Find me through the tags because I don't know what my at is. I think it's Cookie
It
O'Shady.
is Cookie O'Shady.
Okay, it's Cookie O'Shady on Insta. I'm not on TikTok. I'm sorry.
Not yet, anyway.
I work at a school, so that's a little
True.
fraught.
I'm going to plug as well. If you guys want to hear Shady and I geek out even more on movies that we think are similar, go listen to Movie Deja Vu. And yeah, what are the socials for that? Instagram is at
Movie
Movie
Deja
Deja Vu
Vu.
Pod and Twitter is at Movie Deja Vu No
No
Pod.
pod.
Why Shady?
Because
Grease is the
yeah, hold on, I was not prepared for this.
word.
Because the pod got sent to Korea to fight in the war and
Oh.
it died.
You go with a Korean? If you have fun stories from your production of Grease, because I feel like everyone does this show and they shouldn't, at a young age.
Yeah, uh-huh. No, 100%. High schools, stop doing Grease because you have to do a censored version and it sucks.
And I was reading about that and I got so angry about the censored
It
version.
sucks. None
But
of them make sense. Do Bye Bye Birdie.
Do Bye Bye Birdie. But you can email me at buttersongpod at gmail.com. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at buttersongpod. Tell me what you thought of All I Need Is an Angel, because it's the new thing. And, you know, did you like it? Do you have an argument as to why it should be in the show? I would love to hear it. And if you want to be part of the next episode's conversation, well, we're continuing our live month, and it's Jesus Christ Superstar live in concert.
Oh my God, John Legend.
Oh my God, John Legend.
Sara Bareilles.
Oh my God, Sara Bareilles. Oh my God, everyone else in that goddamn show.
Other people.
Other people. Shady, thank you so, so much for popping back on the pod. It's been
well,
a
you're
while.
Welcome. This was a huge favor that I did for you. So.
Yes.
This was laborious for me. I hated yes. every moment of it. I'm just
and,
kidding. I love this. Thank you for having me.
What what we have next, it's gonna be so much fun. But everyone, thank you for listening, and bye for now.
Special thanks to Aaron Troy for creating the pod's artwork, and to Nick Bombacino for composing the theme song and the jingles. A huge thank you to CastBox for hosting this podcast, and thank you again for tuning in to today's episode of Life's But a Song. Bye for now, everyone, and have a musical day.